All Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Hey everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. Tonight's a little different episode. This is going to be a fun one. We think it's going to be fun anyway. I hope you guys enjoy
it. We're going to have fun.
Yeah, we'll have fun telling it, but yeah. We don't know if you'll think it's fun.
Yeah, so if you haven't known by now, we get out on the water quite a bit, and we fish a lot of tournaments. We're fishing a lot of our same guys. You end up having quite a few good relationships. And sometimes shenanigans start happening. We start playing some pranks on each other. So this one is going to be pranks out on the water.
So I hope you enjoy all our pranks that we've done, and hopefully it gives you some ideas to get your own buddies.
That's right. That's it.
Don't be afraid to give them a shot. And if you have better pranks, email.
Yeah, right.
AllEyesOnFishing@gmail.com because I want to know.
Yeah, because we will use them.
We will use them. So good pranks. Yes. So anyway, go ahead, Mitch. Start us off.
Well,
I like the ice fishing one you've told us before.
Okay, so this was a good one. So years ago, a group of us went up to Brainerd to the ice fishing extravaganza. So a lot of Minnesotans know what that is. There's largest charitable ice fishing tournament, contest, whatever, in America. Well, it's a big drinking fest is what it is. Cut to the chase. I mean, it's a blast, but everybody's drinking.
How many people are in
like
this?
Like 10,000 people
over
here.
Oh my God.
And there's like 12, 13,000 every year now. So it's even bigger than years ago when this happened. My brother Randy flew up from Arizona, and he's going to join us. And so our whole group go out there, and yeah, we weren't catching very many fish, but we were having a good time. Let me just say that. So all of a sudden, Randy's sitting there with his one rod in his hole, and all of a sudden he had to hit the bathroom. So off to they bring porta potties out. It's 10,000
people there.
A lot of peeing going on in the day bay on
Gull Lake. Well, all of a sudden Randy takes off. So one of my buddies is like, "Oh, I know what we're gonna do." So we quick reel up his rig because he left it down.
Yeah,
it's a tournament, whatever. And we reel up his rig and we take about six of our empty beer cans and tie it to his rig and quick, drop it back down to the water, fill the cans up with water, and then send it down to the bottom. Well, all of a sudden Randy comes back and it was a bobber rig, slip bobber. So all of a sudden we just kind of casually, when he got up to our group again, your bobber's down, Randy. And all of the excitement, hey, we could win an F-150, brand new. So he grabs his rod, starts reeling it up, and we're all watching him like, wow, what do you got? And he's really focused. You can see his rod kind of pumping even.
Cans are moving around.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing because it's just the way those cans catch the water when there's a field. It totally did. And the look on his face when he reeled up and had caught six empty beer cans.
They're full of water.
Yeah, they're full of water.
How long did you fight it?
Well, we were at about 30 feet of water, so as long as it took to reel up six beer cans.
That's awesome. So I want to tell a story. One day we were out fishing. It made me, I don't know why it made me think of it, but we're sitting there. There's me and Mitch in another boat, and I think it was the Chads. I can't remember. Remember the Chads that used to fish the tournament?
Yeah.
But anyway, so they're fishing in their Ranger.
They were both named Chad, so they were the Chads.
Yeah, I don't even know their last names, but they were the Chads. So they pulled up and they're fishing. We're fishing a point. They're on one side of the point, we're on the other. And we're catching fish, nothing great. Another boat comes over that must have been a buddy of his. And I got to dime out this guy because I do know him. But, so he pulls up to, "Hey, how's it going, boys?" And we're like, "Yeah, pretty slow," because it's tournament, even if we're on fire. "Pretty slow. Yeah, not that good here.
Beat it.
So anyway, he stuck around for 3 or 4 minutes talking to us. And while he's doing that, he's turning his boat around because he's going to leave, right? So his boat is now, the back of his boat is probably about 6 feet from the Chad's. And he's actually backing up towards him a little bit. Me and Mitch are like, "What's he doing?" And then all of a sudden, the trim comes up.
He had like a 300 Verado.
At least 250.
Yeah, it's a 250.
250. So he raises up to where the prop is just barely out of the water. and nails it.
We're talking nail.
He put out like 20 feet of water. Just, no. I mean, and
it looked like a jet boat.
Oh yeah, and because it's the prop is so far out of the water, it's not grabbing the boat and ripping off. Yeah. It's just throwing water. And it eventually went. But these poor chads,
they didn't have their reindeer on.
We're like, looks like a reindeer deer. You know, you should have had your reindeer on. Yeah. So since then, we have done that to a few people.
Yeah.
But I only have a 115 Optimax, so it doesn't.
Then we're the spray.
It still works pretty good, though. It still works pretty good. So,
well, I remember one time with you two. I don't know if you guys remember this. This was a long time ago. I was fishing, and I think I was fishing with my dad in a tournament. And you guys were out on, we were fishing the same area. And we had left to go check another place. And it sucked. And we came back about an hour later. And as we came back, we see Mitch just, you know, fighting this fish.
So now you're going to come back and get on our spot.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. That's how it worked with you two. So I see, we see Mitch.
We catch him, he follows.
Yeah, we find him.
He's fighting away and we're going. And so we came rolling up and we're not too close and we're trying to decide if we're going to come in or not. And we're watching Mitch fight the fish and you're all excited and you got the net and you're standing on the back and you net this fish and you guys are clapping high five and woo, you know, and giving us a good show. Yeah. And I thought,
and the fish is on the bottom of the floor of the boat.
Right. Well, yeah. We got that quick flash and all we could see.
I remember this. I turned the boat so you couldn't see but his net, so you couldn't see the fish.
And it's just cheers and Mitch is pumping his arm.
High fives.
And I was like, son of a bitch, in our spot, they catch the biggest fish. I just remember sitting there thinking, God dang, this day sucks already. And it was hot. I remember it was hot. So, you know,
it was hot.
Sweltering days. And so,
it's like, cook an egg on the cement.
So, I'm coming up and I was like, well, how big is it? You know, I mean, it was big in the net. I could tell that. That's all I could see, the quick glimpse. And you're like, it's big, dude. Brad's like, it's big, dude. It's big. It's big. And so,
I'm like, get out of here. I remember, I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. Slow the boat. Don't come on. Yeah. And I was like, well, you know, like what? Like 5, 8? Like how big's big? And so. Mitch gets up and he's got his back.
So these guys got probably 150 yards away.
Yeah, or something. So we're still pretty far away.
Yeah, we waited until they got away from us again. But then I was gonna, I'll show them how big it is.
Yeah. So we get the Mitch does the half stand up, gives me a quick flash of gold side, and then fake stumbles into the back of the boat and throws it off into the water between the motors. And I thought, oh my God, he just dropped a toad in the lake. And I'm sitting there with my hands on my head going, oh my God. And Brad hauls off and punches Mitch. Where did he hit you? In the arm or chest?
In the arm, yep.
And he just whacks him so hard I can hear it off the water.
Just like real life.
Just like real life. It was a free shot and he took it. And he hit him and I hear Mitch go, ow! And I thought, oh my God, somebody's got to come up. These two are going to fight. So we come up next to him. I was like, what the hell happened, man? And he's like, Brad just punched me in the arm.
And we lost our fish. I was going to show him our giant walleye for the tournament, and it jumped out of my hands.
And then what ratted you off? The slime in the net. And I was like, you son of a... So I caught a giant catfish.
It was a big catfish. And we forgot to clean the net. It was still standing up.
The net's all dripping with the catfish slime.
We're like,
and Mitch has got a sore arm.
It was such a good prank. All we need to do is clean the net.
Oh, I thought for sure.
No, but I had to sell it. I didn't mean to hit you that hard.
Well, we had to sell it. Because it was all planned out. We sat in the boat, made our plan.
Oh, my God.
Because we were catching catfish. So we saw these tool bags coming up, and we're like, oh, yeah. Next catfish. Oh, there's one on. Okay, perfect.
Well, they made it twice as bad because we were right next to you for like 3 hours. And then we're like, we're going. We're out of here. And then we come back an hour later, and before you know it, you guys are hauling in this monster. I thought that would be the way it worked. That would be how this day's gonna work.
That was pretty good. Who was the team that I can't remember, was it Schaefer's that ended up having like 100 bananas stuck in their butt?
I think it was Bob Schaefer.
I think it was.
Yeah.
So for those, I'm sure most people know that bananas on the boat, No.
That's pretty superstitious.
Superstitious. Yeah. Keep the bananas away. Right. So I don't remember what team it was, but I think it was Justin.
It was Justin who did it.
They went into town at night. So everybody's camping, because this is a like a primitive camping area. There's no hotels around, so everybody's camping. Justin drove into town, which was like 35 miles away. Went to the small town that had two grocery stores and bought all their bananas.
Everyone they had. Cleaned them up.
100 pounds of bananas.
It was like $100.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, but it all was their a bananas. Ton of bananas. Yeah. Bananas. So, the shaver gets up in the morning, takes his cover off. And he's like, there's bananas everywhere.
They stashed them everywhere.
They're throwing out bushels of bananas. Is it a bundle or a bush? A lot of bananas. So what made it funny is they thought they got them all. I mean, they were stuffed up underneath the center council, everywhere.
Yep. And they found them. They thought, real funny. Real funny, but they got them out.
We got the 400 bananas out of our boat.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I don't remember what it was. Bob had the one in the live well that he told you about. That was funny.
Yeah, they said that they had the fish in the live well, so they were checking it throughout the day. And all of a sudden, wouldn't you know, they open up that live well, and all of a sudden there's a banana floating in the water. Well, these guys had taped a banana on the roof of the live well, and the tape gave way and dropped out. That's awesome.
That's good stuff.
Go buy some bananas this season, guys.
Start taping
them. Good one.
That was really good. I remember a story. You were fishing with a guy out at Chatfield at night.
So check this out. This is great. This is years and years ago in my first boat, a little 14-foot aluminum with a 10 horse, and we're out trolling suspended, right? And there's three of us. I'm right in the back on my motor. And I'm in the back. And one buddy's in the middle, and then I've got a seat up front, right? And another guy's there. And we've all got rods in our hands. They're not even the rod holders here. We're holding them.
It's a tight boat.
Yeah, it's a little boat. So as I'm driving, I didn't even realize it, but I've got two lines going right beside my head, from the guys up.
Because it's a tiller, you're in the back.
I'm in the back. Well, all of a sudden, I tell my buddy Bean, like, why isn't Corey talking up there? Oh yeah, Corey hadn't said a word in 15 minutes.
It's cold.
We weren't catching anything. It was one of those nights. Well, we quickly realized, he was dead asleep. So I was like, "Hey, Bean, watch this." And his line went right by my head. I just grabbed it and gave it like three good hard yanks. And that rod, he's sitting up front. He sits up and all confused and didn't know where he went. What did I catch?
He didn't even reel it or
no. No, what did I catch? Well, we laughed and laughed and laughed. Well, here's the best part of the story. So all of a sudden, 10 minutes goes by after we stop laughing. I'm still giggling, thinking that was great. Wish I had it on video. All of a sudden, both of them are quiet now. Oh, yeah. I'm like, Bean went
to sleep. It's odd that you stay awake.
Yeah, well, I'm driving. I was driving. Oh, there's Bean's line on the other side. I grab it. Got him, too.
Did he say what I catch?
No. He knew what the deal was, but he was
woke him up. Yeah, that's a great prank to put on people.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I remember something funny. It wasn't a prank, but it is still something that's still pretty funny, and we laugh about it to this day. So I'll start, and you guys will remember this little incident. So we were fishing in a tournament, and I believe it was down in Pueblo, and I had gone down and fished before you guys the whole day before, and you were coming down that night. Pre-fish day, we had a couple days before the tournament, I think a full 2 days or at least a day. And I'm out on the water, and whenever I'm out before you guys, I get like 50 phone calls. And what are you getting? We're on our way. We're coming. We're leaving at 4. Now we're leaving at 3. We'll be there at 4:30, and it's always...
We didn't go to work today.
We had to fix something. I'm on the way. So, so anyways, I remember it was a day where, if I remember right, we did pretty well. And, you guys got to get down here. I got to show you where we're at, what we're doing. And you guys come down, and you get down there in time to make it to the lake to fish. And I get the call, hey, we're here. I was like, what in the hell took you so long? You guys left like it's like an hour and a half drive. It was like 2 hours later or more. And you go, we'll meet up with you. You remember this?
I think I remember.
I pranked myself.
And I go, so what's the deal? So we pull up and you're like, hey, apparently diesel trucks don't run on gasoline very well.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And you go, I was so tired, I accidentally put gas in the diesel.
Filled her up. Topped her off for the
drive.
We drove, what, 2.5 hours?
You got made gas. It all the way down. Gas. Yeah, you made it all the way down.
So, and it started running really rough that last couple of miles.
Yeah, it was
we're like, I remember us saying, yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
we'll
that's what it was. So you guys figured it out.
We couldn't.
So in true warrior fashion, you figure it out and you're like, screw it, we're here, let's fish.
Yeah.
So we fished the rest of the day, mm-hmm. and then we had to come up with the MacGyver plan to try to get the gas out of the gas tank. Yep. And so
we ended up at Walmart got like five of the five gallon gas cans
and a siphon can. Yep. You remember? And we were out in the parking lot, so we had to use my truck to get your boat out.
We did grab some beer though.
Yeah, we got beer and food, and we went out. We sat in the parking lot for God, it had to be like 4 hours.
Yes, hours.
And we siphoned gas, like, and it came out like the old man trying to pee. Right? It was just trickling, and we for hours, and we drank beers and ate like Subway or something, and just. Yeah. Siphon gas for hours.
So I hate to even bring this up because it's on me again. And unfortunately, it's a fuel issue in another truck. So yeah. Okay, I'm going to just say it because I don't care, right?
Yeah.
So Brad and I are heading up to McConaughey in Nebraska. Oh, so this is years ago. I had a work truck and it was gas. It was a Chevy. And this gas gauge was a punk. Like it'd get to about a quarter tank and that was it, and then it would run out of gas. Well, it's gas time. I just started driving it as a work truck, mm-hmm. and I just started driving it. I was fully aware of this, but you know, in the excitement of going pre-fishing, let's go.
Same. I was like, hurry up,
with the gas diesel situation. It was all just, you know, just so take your time, everyone. Do it right.
Yeah.
Well, we're burning up to Nebraska.
But tell them what it looks like on the way up to Nebraska.
There's like nothing. 60 miles where there's nothing.
I mean, there is nothing, and it is flat, and it sucks.
It is. There is nothing but tumbleweeds. Yep. Well, so we're driving along, and all of a sudden, clink, Mr. Brother.
It says half tank.
And I was like, oh no, I forgot about this fuel gauge in this truck. It actually was running good at that point. It was just like, I freaked out because I remembered, like, no, dude. Trust me, this is going to punk us right out here in the middle of nowhere. And I can't believe that I allowed it to happen. Well, so we pull off 76, and I think we pulled into
Sedgwick. Sedgwick, no services. There's four people in Sedgwick. They're up to about 14 now. But there's nothing.
There's nothing. And so then I was like, oh no, that didn't work. And it was like 5 miles off the highway. So we just burned some more of our fuel. On our way back out, we stopped because it was like, maybe then it did start running like crap and we ran out of gas.
It ran out.
Yeah, it ran out. So there we sit at like 4 a.m. It's still dark.
It was. I was thinking it was like 10 at night, but it was
no. It was in the morning.
Super early.
Yeah, we were going to pre-fish all day, and all of a sudden we're out in the middle of nowhere. With now, what do? Walk? Whatever. I don't know. Brad is the MacGyver, and
MacGyver.
He's like, hey, I've got an idea. And we took it was a Gatorade bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And we siphoned
fuel. You know why I knew the Gatorade bottles work? Mm. Because the motocross guys, a lot of times up at Rampart Range, carry Gatorade bottles with gas in them. And that the Gatorade, it holds it. It doesn't melt. It doesn't plastic. They have it when they get way out in the mountains.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, we siphoned gas out of the boat and put in the truck.
We pumped it out with the ball.
Oh, well, yes. That's a good idea, though. Yeah. That'd have been better than the sucking it out with the lips.
So we pulled the fuel line off and just used the primer bowl.
Yeah.
And sure enough, filled up. I don't know how many times we filled up that stupid Gatorade bottle.
30.
But you know what?
It got you to where you needed to go.
It got us to the next gas station.
So here's the best part about this whole thing and the moral of the story. This isn't the first time, you guys, that this happened. No. So let's tell them about the second time.
We ran out of gas in the same spot.
So on the same trip, the same spot I had left, because we were coming from different parts of the state. I lived about 100 miles away. We made it to the highway, and we were only about 20 minutes apart. I was ahead of you. Mm-hmm. Same type of morning, early in the morning, dark. And I don't – same deal. All of a sudden, I get this phone call.
Hey, bud.
And I am close enough to smell the lake. I am almost in Nebraska, and I get this. Hey, We ran out of gas, and there ain't a gas station for like 50 miles.
And we know this because we ran out here before.
Because we ran out here before. Do you think you can come back and get us? And I'm thinking, son of a gun. And there's no place to turn around. No. There's no, I mean, and once you get, especially on the Nebraska side, you really have to wait to find a place to cross over. So I drove all the way into Nebraska.
And then we were cussing you out because we're like, what's taking us so long?
Yeah, he gave me a cup caller. Wow. Are you coming? I was like, I had to go all the way to Nebraska to turn around. I come all the way back into Colorado. I had to get you guys gas. And I turned around and got you. And we filled it up.
We
and
never
got to
paid
the
him back.
And then they never paid me back for the gas.
Because we were talking about it in the tournament. Hey, we'll get you back.
Yeah, we'll get you back. Hey, I don't have any cash on me. I'll get you back.
So there's one silver lining to that story, and we didn't have to pay for the gas.
That's right, yeah.
So that, you know, that was years ago in our when we were crazy.
It was a long time.
Well, like, and this is 20 years of fishing. Yeah. You know, stuff happens.
Not a big deal.
Not a big deal. I forgot all about that time until just now.
That was hilarious. I'll never forget that. Seeing you two sitting on the side of the road cussing me out because I gotta do it. And I was like, what in the world?
Yeah, that happens.
It took forever. Well, and the hard part was is I drove past you, remember? Because the turnarounds were non-existent. So I drove past you going the opposite direction. And you call me on the phone. What the hell are you doing? I was like, dude, I can't hop the median with the boat. I'll be back in a minute. Yeah.
Well, so, you're fine.
So the reality is everybody just slow it down a notch.
Lesson learned.
And have fun. I mean, it's all about the fun. Of course we want to compete. Of course we want to catch fish. Of course we're worried about it, but have fun. Enjoy the ride.
You know what? We're running close on time on this, so we probably don't even have time for any other stories. But I tell you what, there's a lot of pranks, and that is true.
Oh, wait, I've got one real quick one. I got to throw it in. So here's a good prank that we do probably almost every tournament. It's not really a prank. It's almost more of a strategy. But Brad and I will be fishing a spot. Say we're vertical jigging or casting, whatever it might be. And all of a sudden, we see these sneaky competitors. You know, you guys know who they are. They come sneaking around. Trying to see what you're doing, what you're fishing. So, they're seeing that spot, right?
Right.
They know where you're parked. And, there's a lot of times where we'll totally fake netting a fish on the opposite side. High five, but look around like, whoa, shit. They might have seen
us. Open us a live well lead, but not put anything
and
in.
Off we go.
And then they burn right in there.
And we just burn 20 minutes, half hour of their time.
Yeah. But it has failed on us before. I remember we were up on the dam up at Jackson. Yeah. We did that. Another boat comes, slides in, and we've been fishing this spot for like 30 minutes and nothing. Like their second cast, boom! Like a 22 inch, we're like, that didn't work! That breaks on us! So that doesn't work all the time. Well, we're going to wrap it up. From all of us at All Eyes on Fishing, thanks for following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we really appreciate your feedback that you give us on that. We want more. So if you have any questions, things that you want us to talk about future podcasts, you can hit us up at alleyesongmail.com. And make sure you're letting everybody know about our new website that just recently got revamped. It's awesome. I think it's awesome. At alleyesonfishing.com.
Yep. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thank you for joining us. Join us again next time where we discuss all of your favorite fishing topics. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Check out our videos on YouTube or read our blog at alleyesonfishing.com. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.